Marianne from Stoke has texted in saying, I live in that house that Chris used to live in.
Really?
Wow. I don't know if you do, Marianne.
She might do, though. Someone's got to live there. Yeah.
Text in and tell me the where.
Do you reckon there's like a plaque outside?
Yeah, he used
Chris
to live
Moore's
here.
DJ used to live here.
No.
Be cool, though, wouldn't it?
No. Well,
why? It'd be good.
It was not my house.
There's loads of them in my old houses.
Really?
Yeah.
That Chris Moyle's DJ used to live here?
Yeah.
That's a bit weird, isn't it? Is that one of the reasons you used to rent those places?
Yeah, I did.
Just because I used to live there?
Double the rent, it was great.
Well, what a weird thing to do.
Yeah.
$7.40 now.
So, you know, I said,
yeah,
I've just been talking about my old house in Stoke, and I saw a text on the screen saying, I live in your old house in Stoke,
yeah,
from Marianne.
And you doubted it, and I said that maybe someone's got to live there.
Yeah. Hello, Marianne.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you in your house now?
I'm in my house right now.
Wow. Now, do you own this house?
Yes.
How long have you owned that house?
4 years.
4 years.
Did you have to pay over market value because Chris Moyle's DJ from Radio 1 used to live there?
No, I didn't know. I didn't know until about a year ago.
How did you find out?
A gas man told me.
The gas man? Well, I don't want to say too much, Marianne, but I used to entertain gas men in that old days.
Yeah. Can you smell gas?
I didn't wonder.
Do you know anyone who lives on the same street? Do you know any of the neighbours?
Not really. I think they've all moved.
Really? Well, there's now just empty houses around.
Just you now.
Nobody, yeah. Right. I own the whole street.
Do you live there with anybody?
No.
Oh, you live on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Do you park your car in the drive or in the garage?
I do, on the drive.
On the drive.
Oh, you had a drive.
Yeah.
Yeah, barely.
Yeah, a little bit.
is it still the garden at the back? Is it still quite steep?
Yeah. Goes off, it curves around and then goes up, yeah.
See?
That's good, isn't it?
Where you stood now, Marianne?
Pardon?
Oh, I beg your pardon, did you just let one go?
Hey. It is exciting, but...
Sorry,
yeah. Marianne!
There's no need for that.
Blimey.
What the hell was that?
That was the door.
Of course it was.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Marianne, she's live from my old house, farting.
There's still problems with gas.
Like a baby elephant.
Which door?
Oh. Which door?
The kitchen door.
Right, are you in the kitchen now?
Yeah.
Okay, so... Tell me, if you're stood in the kitchen door, facing the living room, how would you... Talk me through which direction you would go to go up the stairs.
You turn left.
Right.
The stairs is in the living room.
That's right. Really? Yeah, you're in my old house.
And I'm in your living room.
Wow.
Well, do you sleep... my living room now.
Right, yeah, yours.
Marianne, do you sleep in the bedroom that Chris slept in, do you think?
Well, how would she know?
Know.
Well, I don't know, because I don't know which bedroom
she's
in.
Do you know what? I bet you any money she does, and I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
When you go to bed at night, Marianne, you go up the stairs, don't you?
Yeah.
And then you turn right.
I do.
Is that what you said?
It's not the same bed, is it?
Pardon?
It's not the same bed, is it?
I hope not. No, I don't think so.
No. Oh, what do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's just a bit weird.
Well, I used to have posters up in that bedroom.
I don't
know. Marianne?
Of who? Not Marianne. That would be creepy. I had a Pulp Fiction poster up on the wall when
I was there.
Yeah. And then what? So then you come out of the bedroom and you go across the landing, you go past the stairs on your left, and then the bathroom's on your left, and then there's a spare bedroom in front of you.
Yeah.
Yep, that's it.
Wow. That's where I had my office. Because I didn't have a spare
bedroom. Right, okay.
I just used it as an office.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
How weird.
Mm.
You can come and visit anytime.
Well, it's very sweet of you, Marianne.
That's
maybe
nice.
I will do that. The guy next door was a good neighbour.
Was he?
When I lived there, yeah.
Mm.
I mean, there's so much history about that place. I'm just trying to think of anything that I got up to there that might be of any interest.
There's nothing
like that.
There's nothing like hidden under the mattress or under the carpets or anything.
There may have been, but it could be gone now.
Or anything in the loft.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how much I can say.
Pictures of old radio DJs and that sort of stuff. That's what you mean.
I found stuff under the
floorboards.
Under the carpets when I was there. Yeah.
Did you? And it wasn't underlay.
What is that? What is that lump under the... What is that? And I peel the carpet back.
It was a microwave.
I don't want to go into it. Yeah, it was fine. I wouldn't worry about it, Marianne. Yeah. I wouldn't need to be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, it'd be fine.
You know it's haunted as well.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
It's not.
It is haunted.
Oh, is that the place you were talking about?
Yeah. The bathroom thing.
Do you ever wake up in the middle of the night and you feel like somebody's in the room?
Oh, stop. Don't say that.
So is this,
it's not really.
Is this now going to be a new feature where we now find the current residents of our old houses?
Yeah, I love that game. That's brilliant.
Do you know, the only thing wrong with that house used to be that if you wanted to go to the shops, I mean, you'd really have to drive.
There's one around the corner now.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Because I used to have to drive... You come out and turn right. Well, you couldn't turn left when I lived there. And then there was like a little supermarket up the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's there.
Right. Well, isn't that fascinating?
I love that.
I love that. What do you do, Marianne?
I work in a jeweller's.
In a jeweller's?
Favourite jewellers, yes.
Oh, very nice. Yeah. Well, what? The nation's favourite jewellers?
Yes.
Oh, well, which one's that?
Can I say it?
Yeah.
H. Samuels.
Oh. Mm. Mm. Well, I thought it might have been Lizzie Duke. No. When you want the
post. In Hanley as well.
Well, in up Hanley, Duck.
Up Hanley, yeah.
All right, well, listen, very nice. It's how lovely to speak to
you. Yeah,
really
yeah,
nice. Each other. Yeah. And I don't really know what I should say or what else I should say about anything.
It's just interesting, isn't it, when...
It is.
Yeah. Have you, no, I won't. Well, shall I say it?
Well,
yeah. You know, it got repossessed the day I moved out.
Did it?
Yeah. Oh, honestly, I had good times living there, Marianne. Now, I'll be honest, I'll tell you. It was amazing. I got a knock on the door one day from a fella who wanted to know if so-and-so lived there. I said, no, he doesn't live here anymore. He goes, have you got an address for him? I said, yeah, come in one second. And as he walked through the door, he went, I think only fair to tell you, sir, I am a bailiff.
Ooh.
And I went, ah. And he went, is all this yours? Yes! I'm thinking, don't take my sofa.
Mm.
It's sitting on a beanbag. And the house was getting repossessed. And I moved out. I left at 11:30 and the repossession men were coming at midday.
Really?
Wow.
So there you are. So you've probably got a brand new kitchen and whatnot in there from what I used to have.
Yeah.
I once made a load of pasta in that kitchen.
Did you?
I was very proud of myself. I took it off the pan, poured it onto the plate, and I slipped on something and threw pasta everywhere.
No.
So if there's any kind of orangey marks on the ceiling, that's me.
No, it's painted now.
Right, okay, fair enough. Well, it wasn't painted when I was there. We didn't go for such things as paint and posh things like that. All right, well, what time are you going to work, Marianne?
In a minute.
All right, okay. Well, have a nice day at work, and it's nice to know that you're in...
In your bedroom.
A very familiar house. Well, yeah.
How funny.
Yeah, I love that.
I know where you sleep.
Stop.
When you walk into the bedroom, is the bed on the right against the wall?
Yes,
yeah.
Against the back wall, yes.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm getting creepy now.
used to have built-in wardrobes when I was there. I didn't like them.
No.
It sounds like you're changing. But you probably got a power shower as well, haven't you?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Then I had none of that.
No.
No. None of that. All right, well, listen, have a lovely day.
Okay.
All right, ta-ra.
We'll pop around when you need to.
Do you know what? You never know. I might do that. I actually did drive up.
You
what?
Did, yeah.
I heard Stoke, when you came to Stoke, I heard. And I was in that day as well.
I went to see my old place in Milton Keynes.
Mm.
And I went to see... What's up with you, Tom?
Yeah.
In Stoke. And I went to... you've seen this house?
I've seen the house, but I've never been inside.
Because we did the karaoke from Stoke, didn't we? Not so long ago. And then as we were leaving, I think you went for a little drive round.
Mm. Well, I tell you what, next time I'm there, I will definitely pop it. I'll knock on the door. And if you're in, then that'll be very weird. But you never know.
Definitely.
Well, maybe this is the start of something. Maybe me and Marianne will end up getting married. Never
yeah, why not?
Yeah, it's not going to happen, love. Pipe down. I'm waiting for the iPad 3. All right, have a lovely day.
Okay,
bye. If you do, though, she can sort you out a deal on the rings.
Yeah.
Excuse me? Oh, she's a jeweler.
She works as a jeweler.
She's a jeweler, yeah.
Probably get it at cost.
She was lovely, wasn't she?
Yeah, really nice.
Oh, so many good times there.
She's in your bedroom.
Yeah.
How funny. So should we try and track down people who used to live in Dominic's house?
Yeah.
Right, if you live in someone's house that is a member of the Christmas Show team, text in. Start your message with the word house.
Yeah. That's it, though. But I wonder if people actually do know, because estate agents sort of say stuff like that, don't they?
Yeah.
James in Stoke goes, I probably bought jewellery from Marianne in Hanley. You probably have.
You probably have.